Welcome back to the Life on Target podcast. I'm your host, Nathan Spearing. Got a little bit fired up on the previous episode, and I'd like to think the Holy Spirit took me down a different road than what I initially intended when I hit the record button. But I really want to talk to you about this time when things went sideways and I was the guy that they looked to get it done. Not because of how awesome I am, but because I had for, at I guess, 11, 12 years to that point, just done the next thing in the military with all my might in firm reliance on God. And then the times that I felt like I was doing it, the Lord gave me a setback. He recycled me. He bounced me back. I started to think I was pretty awesome. Started to think I was pretty strong. Started to think I was doing it. And the Lord said, hold on, Nate. Let's go ahead and let me change your plans for the next year, next 2 years. You're not going to get to go where you wanted to go. You're going to have to go back to Ranger Battalion and do 2 more years and learn this lesson. Learn that you don't boast in your strength, that you don't boast in your wisdom. Jeremiah 9:23 says, thus says the Lord, let not the wise man boast in his wisdom. Let not the mighty man boast in his might. Let not the rich man boast in his riches. But let him who boast in this, that he understands and knows me, that I am the Lord who practices steadfast love, justice, and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, declares the Lord. So yeah, whenever I felt like I was wise, I was mighty, the Lord was gracious to give me a setback and to help me learn this lesson, to make me boast in him that he has steadfast love, justice, and righteousness in the earth. He practices that. So anyway, I was overseas, about to leave this country after several months of working there, and multiple suicide attacks happened around the country. And when something like that happens, the embassy has to have a emergency meeting to figure out what to do. There's a lot of things that are coordinated via U.S. embassies overseas, and the safety of American citizens, the operations that we're involved in as far as commerce and agriculture and all these different things that you know, you can go and see the different things that the embassy is coordinating, the U.S. interests overseas in these different places. Terrorist attacks threaten those. Terrorist attacks become something that influences decisions of lots of different offices. So they have a emergency meeting and kind of bring everybody in, all the leaders. And just so happened that I hadn't been at those meetings before because I'd been out in the field. I've been out doing the dirty work necessary. I'd been training local forces. I've been building that country's capacity to be the master of its own destiny. And the ambassador walked in, and visually I was looking rough because I had been working. I wasn't trying to do my hair. Wasn't trying to shave every day, much to Sergeant Major's chagrin. Grooming was not high on the priority. And if we can be honest, I intentionally didn't do that because I wanted to be scary. I wanted the men that I was training to look up to me, to for them to believe what I was saying. And some of that's branding. Some of that's your image. And that doesn't mean that all of us get to be Neanderthals in every area of our life. We've talked about beauty and aesthetics here. If you're going to be a Life on Target listener, you got to have some style every now and then, but you also got to know when it doesn't really matter because you got to get the job done. Anyway, ambassador walks in and is taken aback because I'm a pretty hairy man standing over in the corner. I'm quite a bit bigger than a lot of those leaf-eating men that are running around these embassies. And she introduced herself and wanted to know who I was and who I was with, and then started the meeting. And there was a bunch of different people making comments and things, and she had to shut them up and say, stop talking. You're not our counterterrorism experts. Who they're sitting right here. And I said, I think I should go figure out what's going on. I think we should launch. I think, let me see if I can get an airplane to come pick me up and let's go figure out what's going on. So I jumped on the phone and I made sure there was an aircraft, and I launched. I went toward the sound of the guns with the ambassador's blessing. And there wasn't this long talk with her about all the different things. There was trust there, knowing where I was, who I was from, and or what organization I was from. And she said, don't get in trouble. That was my instructions. She knew by what my visual appearance was, where I was coming from, what I was capable of. And she said just a couple words to me and we launched. Are you the kind of person that has tried to cultivate excellence in your life, that has become dangerous so that when things hit the fan, when things are sideways, everyone can look to you to lead in the situation and to trust that you're going to get it done? Now, this is obviously off the wall situation that not everybody's going to get the experience, but there's a lot of opportunity to do this where you are right now. If you're being honest and you're looking around, the world is crying out for men to lead where they are, for men to use their strength to build and to cultivate and to protect the downtrodden and the weak. And us as a Christian church, us men, aren't doing the work to cultivate the skills, to cultivate the mindset, and aren't stepping out in faith to see the Lord work in our life. We're playing it safe. We're eating Twinkies and watching Netflix. And we need to stop. I had a conversation this weekend with somebody about how we're talking about, it's not a physical war. It's a spiritual war, the principalities. And I think sometimes when we say that, we're thinking, yeah, it's spiritual. And in some ways, though, in our mind, we're thinking that that's not as big a deal as physical. Like, we're more actually scared of guns and bombs and money not being there to pay the bills than when we are of the serpent seeking our children's souls, our wives' peace and purity and emotional state, and we aren't standing there as priests of our household crushing the serpent's head in every way we can. We are distracted by our own personal ambitions and pride and insecurities, and we're comparing and we're coveting our neighbor's car, our neighbor's wife, our neighbor's house. We're sitting in church judging other families in the row. We're not focusing on our sin and putting it to death and leaving the door of the church and doing the work that's required. Or if we're being honest, we're not even going to church. I stayed up drinking last night. I'm feeling kind of hungover this morning. I don't know. Church is full of hypocrites. I can't stand it. We're not committing to community. You can't go it alone, man. You can't fight every war by yourself. You need to be replenished spiritually. You need community. You need to be affirmed by your brothers in Christ. If you're not a Christian, you need to get that over with. You need to bow the knee to Jesus. You need to realize, as you look around, as you see the historical evidence that the Lord is moving and reigning now, and has been faithful to his people, and you need to get on the train with us as we go to victory. Anyway, are you the guy that when you walk in the room, evil shudders? Or are you walking in insecure about where you are? Not insecure because you should be comparing and being exactly like the most dangerous guy, or looking at my life and saying, oh, I got to be like, no. The Lord has something specifically intended for you, intended for your family, intended for your community via what you are doing in your household. And you need to be secure in that. And your insecurities are coming because you know in your heart of hearts you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing everywhere you're supposed to be doing it. There's a couple areas that you are slacking off. And as I'm saying that, honestly, y'all, I know there's areas I'm slacking off right now. There's sin I'm seeking to put to death in my life. I'm not saying that as the perfect man here. We know there's only been one of those. But I'm trying to encourage you to have the right mindset here to seek out where you're actually, your insecurity is pointing you to where you need to get to work. When you walk into a room with a bunch of other men, you walk into church, when you go to these, I just went to a conference, walking into the room, I look around at the men that are there, and there's some boys that are there. There's some insecurities happen. Concentration of men, manly men was higher at this conference than most conferences or most groups of men because these men were on fire for Jesus. But there's still a lack of fire in some of these men's eyes. There's a lack of dangerousness. Can't say that. Dangerousness. Anyway, they don't have the danger coefficient in front of what they've got going on. They haven't been mastering their physical bodies. They haven't been lifting weights. They haven't been eating the right things. You got to do all that. And you got to be okay with walking in a room and being scary. Not because you're trying to do this false bravado or this chest beat or this, you know, which is literally out of an insecurity because you're trying to project something, but because you just emanated out of your being because of the work that you're doing on a day-to-day basis to put sin to death, to be emotionally and spiritually strong, to be physically strong, and to be confident that you're waking up every day doing the things that you are supposed to be doing, and then you can walk into these situations and be ready or whatever is there. You encounter hostility in the workforce. You encounter hostility on the street. You're not afraid. You're a man of God who has been built up. All the good, all the bad that's happened in your life has brought you to this point on earth, and you're ready for what is in front of you because you've done the work and you have faith in the Lord that He practices steadfast love, justice, and righteousness on the earth. And because you have committed yourself to steadfast love, justice, and righteousness, you are part of that plan. You are part of, you're on the team that is creating victory in this chaos. And you can go into the room and you can say, I'll handle it. Or when things get sideways and everybody is hiding and crawling and running. I mean, I've watched that. I know you guys have probably done it too. That shooting video in Texas. And how I've watched that thing and I've looked at almost every single man in that room. I've hit play and I've watched that what every man's response is in that room. The pastor, the people in the pews, you know, started it back at the beginning. And that is an active shooter situation that is certain people are supposed to respond to and certain people aren't. But there's situations like that in the spiritual realm happening, and you have to be ready to respond, not to flinch and hide underneath the pew, not to try to crawl out of the room, not to be like the guys at Uvalde that are sitting in the hallway texting when evil is afoot, but because you've done the work and you're ready to engage immediately without hesitation because you serve the God that practices steadfast love, justice, and righteousness, and you're on His team. Anyway, get out there, man. Become more dangerous. Become stronger. Be in the Word. See how the Lord has saved and caused victory to come out of all, against all odds. He wants you to know that it's not you doing it. It's him doing it. Anytime that they try, the Israelites tried to go and do it when they didn't have his blessing, they were whooped. The same dudes that were crushing these armies were losing. So don't go into battles that you're not supposed to go into. Don't try to do something that the Lord has called another brother in the church to handle. But if it's your battle and the Lord has told you to fight it, you go. And you don't worry about the outcome. Let me know. Does this hit any of y'all in the feels? Does it convict you? Does it make you? Or am I just barking up the wrong tree? I'm just sitting over here wallowing in the things that I struggle with and the things that I'm trying to cultivate in my life and do. And it's just missing the mark. Because, come on, Spearing, roll, lay off me. I got this. Anyway, hopefully that's helpful. Hopefully it fosters some conversation between you and a couple other men in your church, a couple other men in your community, and y'all can get to work where you should be working, where you may or may not be playing right now, and that we can raise up sons as well to do the same. Multi-generational vision here, y'all. Talk to you next time. Have a good one.